In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fifth day of the blessed day, month of Paramut. May God begin it in goodness and renew it in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven, through the tender mercies of our Lord, of my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, the great prophet Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, departed. This righteous man was a priest. And Nebuchadnezzar exiled him with the king Joachim to Babylon, during the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chaber. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he prophesied about wondrous things for 22 years. He spoke concerning the birth of the Lord Christ by the Lady of the Virgin Saint Mary, and how after she had borne him, she would remain a virgin. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces toward the east. But it was shut. And the Lord said to me, "This gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore it shall be shut." He prophesied concerning the baptism that sanctified the soul of the man and his body, soften his stony heart, and make him a son of God by the descent of the Holy Spirit upon him. He admonished the priests for their forsaking the teaching of the people, warning them that God will ask for their souls from them if they neglect teaching them. He prophesied concerning the common resurrection and the rising of the bodies with their souls and about their rewards for whatever they deserve. He sent many useful things which are of benefit to those who read them, and God manifested through his many signs and great wonders. When the children of Israel worshipped idols in Babylon, he rebuked them, and their leaders rose up and killed him. They buried him in the tomb of Shem and Arphaxad. May his prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also, Saint Hippotius, Bishop of Gangra, in the province of Paphlagonia, was martyred. He was in the early part of the 4th century. And he attended the first universal council in Nicaea in the years of 325 AD. He was one of the great fathers that defended the divinity of the word of God and his equality with his father in essence, and refuted the error of the heresies of Arius, Apollonius, Novatius, and others. God had honored him with the gift of performing wonders and was called a wonder worker. One of his wonders during the days of Emperor Constantine, the son of Constantine the Great, a beast entered the royal barns, and the emperor sent to the saint asking him to go to the barns and kill the beast. The holy shepherd went there, and after he prayed, he asked the servant to collect firewood in the yard of the city and put it on fire, and they did. The saint took his staff and put in the beast's mouth and led it in the fire, and it was burned. As a commemoration of his miracle, the emperor ordered to hang the saint's picture over the door of the barns. On his way back from Nicaea, after attending the first universal council to Gangra, a group of heretics were waiting for him by the road, attacked him, stoned him, and he was martyred on the 31st day of March. Then threw his body in a hay barn. When the people of the city of Gangra know the departure of this their good shepherd, they went in haste to the place where he was martyred and took the holy remains with great honor and buried him in the city. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.